Welcome, dear listeners, to a new ESICM podcast. Today, your guest is Ana Maria Yuan. I am an intensivist from Fundación Jiménez Díaz University Hospital in Madrid, Spain, and I'm also a NEXT committee member. The subject of the day is machine learning and ECMO. ECMO is one of the most complex and costly ICU therapies. Therefore, outcome scores have been investigated in order to adjust risks, make prognosis, and perform a quality control. In their latest published article from Intensive Care Medicine Journal, ECMOPEL using deep neural networks for survival prediction in veno-arterial extracorporeal membrane oxygenation, doctors Andrew Stevens and Michael Schemann present their first ECMO survival score AI predictive algorithm. Welcome, dear guests. I would like you to introduce yourselves.
Yeah, thanks for having us. So my name's Andrew. I'm a biomedical engineer from Monash University in Victoria, Australia.
Yes, thank you very much for having us. My name's Michael Schemann. I'm a cardiologist at Alfred Health in Melbourne, Australia.
Thank you so much. It is wonderful having you with us today. As a brief introduction, artificial intelligence is part of our current clinical practice. Could you please tell us what is it that motivated your study?
Yes, thank you for the question. Worldwide, ECMO is increasingly being used and its applications are becoming more diverse. And due to the complexity of patients receiving ECMO, the associated resources, and the high incidence of serious complications, appropriate patient selection is essential. And now there has been a number of ECMO prediction scores that have been developed previously and used extensively for risk adjustment, patient prognostication, and also for quality control across centres. And I think all of us can appreciate that in recent years, there's been rapidly evolving landscape of artificial intelligence, and AI tools offer an advanced alternative to more traditional statistics, in particular in the analysis of big data. So with this in mind, we wondered whether AI could be used for predicting ECMO outcomes, and if so, whether it improves upon existing scores.
Thank you, Dr. Schemann, for your answer. And in addition, could you also briefly comment on the aim of the study, Dr. Stevens?
Yeah, so the aim of our study was really to use cutting-edge machine learning techniques to predict the outcomes of VA ECMO patients. So what we were really trying to do was explore how we could use AI to leverage international registry data and then open the door to AI decision-making tools in ECMO.
And could you explain what were the methods that you used for the study?
Yeah, we partnered with the Extracorporeal Life Support Organization for this study, which is an international network for ECMO practitioners. And we used their international registry and we asked them for all of the patients that they had between 2017 and 2020. And this actually included data from more than 543 ECMO centers around the world. So that was 18,000 patients that we were able to train our models on. And because the ELSO registry collects such a wide variety of variables, we were actually able to initially investigate over 100 different patient variables to build our model. So we then tried a variety of different AI and machine learning tools to build the models. But in the end, we found a deep neural network performed best at predicting patient survival. So how a neural network works is it kind of mimics the behavior of human learning. So it does pattern recognition and then makes predictions based on those patterns. And then it reinforces neurons based on correct predictions, which is kind of how humans learn things. So we developed this tool, this neural network, and we called it ECMOPAL, which is short for ECMO Predictive Algorithm.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stevens. We will probably talk about later about the challenges that you faced when using a neural network. Before we get there, what were the study endpoints?
So the endpoints we were looking at were the tool was designed to predict patient in-hospital mortality using only pre-ECMO variables. So that's variables before the patient had been put on ECMO.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stevens. And could you please tell us about the results?
Yeah, so for the training cohort, we performed what's called five-fold cross-validation, which basically means we split up the data into five lots, so 18,000 patients divided by five, and then we train on one, test on another, train on the next set, test on the next four. And this is a really sort of commonly used technique in machine learning so that you can train and test on all of your data. And what we found was the model was really strongly sensitive and precise to in-hospital mortality. It had a good model accuracy at 76%. And then once we had this nicely trained model, we then went back to ELSO and asked for 5,000 new patients from their registry. So that was all patients in 2021, all VA adult patients in 2021. And we showed the in-hospital mortality sensitivity and precision to be 78% and 73% respectively. And overall, the accuracy of the model only dropped by 2.8% from internal to external validation, which is really great.
Wonderful. I understand that these are really good results that we have from machine learning projects. What would be the most important aspects that you'd like to emphasize regarding the study that you performed?
Yeah, so there's a couple of really interesting things that we learned. So the first thing is that we used ECMO-PAL and compared it against several existing ECMO prediction scores using our validation patients. So we compared it against the SAVE score, the modified SAVE score, and the ECMO accepts score. And we actually found that ECMO-PAL outperformed all of them with an area under the receiving operating characteristic curve of 0.8, while the next best performing score was the modified SAVE score, which had an AUC of 0.67. Another really important thing is that we actually translated ECMO-PAL into a freely available, quick and easy web app where users can input data and generate individual survival predictions for the patients. And what's really novel about this tool is that the users can actually view the individual contributions of each of their patients' features to the outcome prediction. So we use an advanced machine learning technique called Shapley explainers to do that. And this will tell you things like how much the age contributed to survival, how much the lactate or the comorbidities contributed to survival. And you can actually visit that tool, ECMO-PAL.ICU. But I think the final thing to keep in mind too is if you're using the tool, it only incorporates variables that are available prior to the commencement of ECMO. So usually the variables that are taken within 6 hours before the patient's gone on ECMO, and it's only applicable to VA ECMO as well.
So you were talking about web app that you have developed in order to help clinicians use the neural network that you have developed. Dr. Shimon, could you please comment on how should clinicians use this tool? Is it friendly? Is it intuitive for someone who hasn't worked with artificial intelligence before?
We developed the interface and the tool in conjunction with quite a number of ECMO specialists and members of the team. And it's very simple, very straightforward, quite comparable to existing tools that are out there available. It generates both the prediction and the explainers very rapidly. So really it takes just the time as loading a web page. And certainly whilst this is the first iteration of the interface, we look in the future to developing it and making it just improving upon it in time.
I will come back a little bit to my previous question about the main challenges that you faced when you decided to use neural networks as a predictive algorithm. Could you briefly comment on this?
Yes. So really, the biggest challenge for us was the data. So because it's registry data and because it's collected from so many different hospitals around the world, we had to sort through any discrepancies we found between the way that sites entered data. So we had to do a lot of data cleaning. And this is really a big challenge for anybody who wants to do artificial intelligence for any application, be it medical or otherwise. The data is always sort of the key thing to get right. And honestly, the machine learning part's not really that difficult. So that was for sure the biggest challenge.
As we are approaching the end of our podcast, Dr. Shimon, what is the take-home message that you would like to transmit to our listeners?
In summary, this is the first AI-powered ECMO survival prediction tool, which has been trained and validated on a large international patient cohorts. It outperformed existing ECMO prediction scores, and we developed a free online web app where users can generate individual patient predictions and explainers, which allows for a deeper understanding into each of the outcome predictions. And finally, this research represents a starting point for ECMO Power, which is, I guess, the tool has been specifically designed to be periodically updated with more data, allowing it to continue to learn and evolve as ECMO therapy matures.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stevens. Thank you, Dr. Shimon, for being with us today. This, I think, is the tool of the future that we as intensivists will use in our daily practice. Thank you, dear listeners, for being with us today in another episode. Remember to read the article ECMOPAL using deep neural networks for survival prediction in veno-arterial extracorporeal membrane oxygenation that is available in Intensive Care Medicine Journal. See you next time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's been great being here.
Yeah, thank you.